I think what the Terri Schiavo case did was change the dynamic from, I didn't know this was happening, and by this I mean people being intentionally dehydrated to death because they have a significant cognitive disability, to, I support this happening or I don't support this happening. People either accept it and support the idea of dehydrating people to death, or they don't. And what we found out in the struggle over the Terri Schiavo story is that quite a few people in this country, probably the majority, think it's perfectly acceptable to make somebody die slowly over 2 weeks because they have a serious brain injury. And, of course, this whole issue of dehydrating people is pushing us toward accepting lethal injections, because if you're going to kill people, why do it slowly rather than quickly? We also have found that people are increasingly accepting the idea that there's such a thing as a human non-person, meaning that somebody like Terri, who has lost significant capacities, should have a lesser moral value than a person like you or me, who would be considered a person because we have cognitive capacities. And you're now seeing arguments in the most notable medical and bioethics journals for killing people like Terri Schiavo for their organs, meaning rather than waiting for people to die to take their organs, if somebody is in that significantly a compromised situation, take their organs while they're still alive, which would, of course, cause their death.